Ralphie Radio Show. Yes, it is finally Friday. Hey, let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Thanks for the time. And Beyonce's baby bump is continuing to grow and show, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And she is taking it worldwide now.
What do you mean by that?
She celebrated her 30th birthday on a luxurious yacht with her husband Jay-Z and some very famous friends, including Gwyneth Paltrow. And they went all over the Adriatic Sea. They went from Italy to Croatia.
Wow, tough life. Somebody's got to lead it. That's awesome. Awesome.
Celebrating a birthday and a baby bump and all of her success, I think they did it pretty well by spending it on a $300,000 a week chartered yacht.
How long did they spend on that yacht?
I believe they were there for about a week, and they hit all the hot spots in the Adriatic Sea. The boat is absolutely fantastic. You have to check out the magazine this week because the pictures are unbelievable. It was absolutely a total pampering vacation.
Jay-Z just dropping $300K like it's nothing. Gotta love it. Unbelievable. Yeah. Somebody else that's definitely rolling in the cash these days, though, is Lady Gaga. And she's also found some love now as well, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to keep up with Lady Gaga, but she seems to have a new romance in her life with the sexy Vampire Diary star Taylor Kinney. Mm-hmm. And the two met in July, but apparently things have been heating up and someone spotted them smooching recently. So maybe it's a new romance and she's finally over the guy that we're not friends of, Luke Carl.
Her and Luke, they've just been on and off and on and off. I feel like they'd be like on and off forever, but I guess she's moved on.
Or at least taking a break from him.
Right, exactly.
Break from him.
There you go. And finally, Justin Timberlake, we thought that he had moved on from Jessica Biel, but apparently they're back on and maybe walking down the aisle soon.
That's absolutely correct. Lots of sources told Life and Style that if Justin's getting back with Jessica, there better be a wedding in the future, and that's what she told him. And she already picked out a diamond ring from Neil Lane.
I wonder what Jessica thinks of those photos that were taken off of Mila Kunis' cell phone.
Yeah, let's hope that he warned her before those came out.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Those are interesting, to say the least.
Have you seen them? Because I have not.
I haven't. You know what? I got to be the only warm-blooded male in the entire country that hasn't seen these Scarlett Johansson ones either yet. But
I've seen those.
Yeah, I bet you have. Yeah, I haven't seen those yet either. But I've heard about the Justin ones. And the one of him, I guess, with a pair of like pink panties on his head or something, that's got to be really embarrassing.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So let's hope it doesn't deter their wedding plans. But I think they're full steam ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that one's making the slideshow at the reception, to say the least.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, hey, check out those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Have a great weekend.
You too.